And a very good Sunday morning, final Sunday in May here on Memorial Day weekend. AM 960 WKVX, 104.5 WQKT, and streaming online, WQKT.com. Behind-the-scenes interview time here on a Sunday morning. Our good friend Carolyn Salazar from the United Way of Wayne and Holmes Counties, who joins us once a month, in with us this morning. Carolyn, a very good morning. Happy to have you in here today.
Good morning, Ron. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, first things first, we're going to talk about, as we delve right into it, Reading Under the Lights.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that program again. Maybe recap what it is for folks who have missed our conversations
sure.
in the past. And I know that you guys just got done with one.
We did.
A little bit different with COVID this year,
sure.
but another big success.
Yes. Reading Under the Lights is an amazing event that the sole focus is on literacy. Literacy is so important. We have seen in studies for the success of children in school and in test taking and in so many different areas. So this event is an opportunity to get books into the hands of children before the summer, which reduces the summer slide. And that summer slide, if you're not familiar with that term, is the thing that happens when kids don't read over the summer, they actually move back and they're not, you know, continuously progressing forward as they do when they're in school. When they don't read, they come back to school in the fall behind. So this event is meant to reduce that, and it's just a great time. It's a lot of fun for the kiddos, and there's celebrity readers that come, police and fire, and just all around reading and literacy.
And it's so important because so many times the haves can't think about how the have-nots have it.
Right.
If you've got a kid and they've got
right.
a bookshelf full of books, and it just, you know, you assume that, okay, every kid out there has books and options to read and opportunities
right.
to get to a library.
Yes.
That's not the case. There's a lot of kids out there without this program who would go the summer months without
right.
being able to open a book.
Yes, and the studies even find, even if they're reading the same books all summer, the same five books, they will find success in that.
Carolyn, talk about the schools, because I know you guys are always reaching out and trying to get
yes.
new schools, new communities
right.
involved. Who are you partnering up with?
Yeah, so a few weeks ago, Rittman City Schools did their event, and this year the events were during the school day. They're typically in the evening where families can come. But this year we decided to pull them in the school day and give these kids who've had a very tough school year something to look forward to. And so there's a bookshop set up. It's lots of fun. But Rittman did theirs a few weeks ago. We did Worcester, Triway did theirs, and in the fall, Southeast will be doing their program as well. So lots of schools participating and lots of books being given out to children.
And over the last couple years, the United Way, not that you hadn't before, but you guys are really delving in
yes.
to the importance of literacy. I know you guys have the partnership with the Dolly Parton Imagination
right.
Library
mm-hmm.
As well. So this kind of ties in with that.
Yes. And the great thing is with this focus in youth development, we are able to get books into the hands of children from the age of birth until their fifth grade year in school. And sometimes beyond that, you know, with the availability of books. So we are really proud of this program. We're so grateful for all the community partners that come together to make this event happen and to really make it a success.
Carolyn Salazar from the United Way of Wayne and Holmes Counties, our guest in studio on this Sunday morning. And some exciting news to talk about. I know some people
yes.
might have heard the Heart and Soul Race, which is always a big fundraising event and kind of the kickoff event for the campaign in the fall and into the winter. Last year, of course, like every other race in America, was canceled because of COVID.
Yes.
It's back this year in a new form.
It is. We are really, really excited. We hope it actually puts a new energy behind the Heart and Soul Race. It typically serves as our campaign kickoff. But this year, due to permits and, you know, just kind of figuring it out through COVID, we saw that we needed to move the event to fall. So it's going to be happening on October 30th, and it's changing to Heart and Ghoul to be more of a Halloween-themed event where people can wear costumes and just come and have some fun. It's going to be a great, great time.
And as far as runners go, I'm sure a lot of them might prefer to run in October as opposed to the dog days of summer.
I agree. I think it's going to be a great change. People won't be on vacation and have to miss it. It is the only race that starts in downtown Worcester. So we're really proud of that fact and partner with the city of Worcester on this event. So it's going to be a blast. And it's for runners of all types and walkers. This year, we're going to do a 1 mile spooky sprint with trick or treat stops along the way for folks who want to walk or kids who want to run. It's going to be a lot of fun. A 5K, 10K, and we do a half marathon as well.
Now, Carolyn, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I guess I will. It's 2 months later, so do you know yet when registration for the race is going to start? Can people sign up now, or
they can
do they have
sign
to
up now? Registration is open. You can go to our website and find that information. Vertical Runner helps us put on a timed, amazing event with water stations, porta potties, everything a race should have. And so it's really a class act event that we really pride ourselves on producing a phenomenal race for Wayne and Holmes counties.
Awesome stuff. As always, as we wrap things up this morning, Carolyn, if anybody has questions about the United Way as far as how they can volunteer, how they can make donations, if they just need more information about services that they may need that you provide, how can they go about doing any of that?
Absolutely. We try to make it super easy. You can visit our website if you have access. It's uwwh.org. You can call our wire line at 330-263-6363. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on all the, we're everywhere. We try to put ourselves out there. So give us a call, send us an email, and we will be there to answer any of your questions.
Carolyn, as always, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Ron. I hope you enjoy your day and have a great Memorial Day.
Thank you, you as well.
Thank you.
Carolyn Salazar, again, our guest in studio on this final Sunday in May here on Behind the Scenes on Worcester Radio. We've got much more to get to, so hope you'll stay tuned. We'll step out for a quick break, come back after these commercials, and find out what's happening in the weather up next.